Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. I met with Phil DeRocher, Director of Inland Fisheries, on a day when a noisy construction crew was working outside his window, but the racket didn't distract him from the topic of our interview, fishing in Texas.
Fishing is big business in Texas, and on the freshwater side alone, it's estimated to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about a $4 billion a year industry.
One fish that draws anglers to Texas from across the country is a largemouth bass.
The bass are the number one fish in freshwater. It's estimated that over half of all the fishermen in Texas fish solely for bass. It's a big part of our business, and it's the most popular fish in the United States.
And DeRocher isn't shy when it comes to sharing what he'd like to see for bass angling in Texas.
It is big business, and we'd like to get all of it in Texas if we could.
He may get his wish after the first annual Toyota Texas Bass Classic takes place at Lake Fork next month.
It's going to be a $1 million tournament. I don't know what the purse is going to be for individuals, but the total package is $1 million.
We'll learn about the tournament on tomorrow's show.
We've been working with them, and they've developed a format where they're going to actually weigh the fish on the boats as they catch them and release them on the spot.
That's our show, sponsored by the Sportfish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.